It's Wednesday, May 18th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Finding employees and bringing them back into the office continues to get harder, and cloud insurance. What is it? This is the Business of Tech. A little less return to work, a little more work landscape today. Microsoft is reportedly doubling its global budget for merit-based salary increases and increasing its range for annual stock-based compensation by at least 25% for employees at the senior director level and below. This is after Amazon doubled its maximum base pay range earlier, as well as granting more RSUs, or restricted stock units, to employees. Business Insider reports on the unsustainable nature of tech industry compensation. I'm quoting the piece. Snap, Pinterest, Wayfair, Uber, and DoorDash doubled or even tripled the number of RSUs granted during the same timeframe. Roku's RSU grants surged in the first quarter, up more than 3,000% from a year earlier. It's completely unsustainable, said a managing director at Pearl Meyer, who advises companies on compensation plans. It's really affecting some of the smaller companies, but even some of the larger companies, because there always seems to be someone larger or willing to go deeper. Meanwhile, a new survey of employers indicates the change to work is happening. They plan to allow an average of 2.3 days per week at home, up from about 1.5 a week in summer 2020. The Wall Street Journal gets into the game too, reviewing the tension between workers and employers. One story, the resignation of Ian Goodfellow, a director of machine learning at Apple, in part over the return to work policy of the company. Further noted, how competitors are using it as a recruiting tool. And just on cue, Apple is slowing its hybrid return to the office. As reported by The Verge, a memo to employees states that, quote, "We are extending the phase-in period of the pilot and maintaining 2 days a week in the office for the time being." For those who are in the current two-day-per-week pilot, Apple said that if they feel uncomfortable coming into the office, they will again have the option to work remotely. Additionally, the company is enforcing mask mandates within some stores and office settings as COVID cases surge. To give some context to the landscape, Microsoft, in its 2022 Work Index Trend Report, found that 43% of employees are somewhat or extremely likely to consider changing jobs in the coming year, up from 41% in 2021. Also, 52% of Gen Z and millennials might change jobs this year, up by 3% in 2021. IDC found that about 30% of employees who work under a hybrid arrangement aren't satisfied with their employer's technology. A survey of 1,000 UK knowledge workers by messaging platform Slack found that just over a third, 37%, felt anxious or stressed about returning to the office. Half of the group, 49%, cited the potential impact on their work-life balance as their leading cause of concern. Another 49% highlighted apprehension over the associated costs of working from an office, such as travel and food expenses. A recent study of U.S. office workers conducted by Citrix found that 92% of employees are concerned about the rising cost of commuting, with 57% of employees wishing to work from home to avoid these expenses. Now, why do we care? Nothing like a good market correction, a pandemic shift, and new technology to uproot everything, huh? Savvy employers know they shouldn't spend any time fighting their employees when the market is tight. I don't buy into the noise I've been hearing about the market being down, causing the shift of power back to employers. And that's because most employers are running focused on basics businesses. If you run a business that needs to make a profit, not just grow, then you're not trimming. We see corrections because compensation is still required to bring in talent and retain it, and combine that with the power employees have over where they work. You have to make a deliberate set of investments here. And helping clients with that, well over and above the technology stack, is where the real value is. And from the I didn't want to miss it file, Protocol reviewed cloud insurance. What's that? Well, it's what you think. Insurance to compensate policyholders for their or customers' financial losses when their cloud providers have a service disruption. One such company is Parametrics, which developed a cloud monitoring system and offers insurance against 18 AWS services, 13 Azure ones, 15 Google Cloud services, and some Oracle Cloud ones. Why do we care? I didn't know about cloud insurance until this, but it makes perfect sense. Can't be alone in not knowing about it. Beyond learning about it, understanding customers' risk profiles and analyzing their needs is that sweet spot we're looking for. There's a solid argument for cloud plus insurance as a much more robust way to ensure continuity. It's a clever idea. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding direct support and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicated to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gazinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. It's both National Visit Your Relatives Day and National No Dirty Dishes Day, which do seem to match up, as well as National Cheese Soufflé Day. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.